USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Air travelers this holiday weekend are facing more problems. FlightAware showing another 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide Sunday, on top of the nearly 15,000 reported since Friday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the most popular air travel day of 2022, and that TSA officers screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. They say U.S. airports haven't been that crowded since Thanksgiving. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says a recession is likely.
We haven't had a situation like the present with inflation above 4 and unemployment below 4 without a recession.
Summers adding on NBC's Meet the Press that nothing is certain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
As the nation continues to grieve following a string of mass shootings, including at a Texas elementary school, a group of senators have announced a bipartisan framework agreement for gun safety. The proposal is slated to emphasize enhanced mental health services, along with expanding background checks for those under the age of 21. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says despite efforts by the lead GOP negotiator involved in the talks, he has yet to see the text on the proposal.
Senator Cornyn and others have been sincere in reaching out to us and having conversations, but I still have yet to see bill text. I still have yet to have any of my questions dealing with the details of what the provision would do answered.
A new report says Texas police who responded to the Robb Elementary School shooting waited 77 minutes before even attempting to open two classroom doors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The cost of gas and goods weighing on the minds and wallets of many Americans as inflation surges to a 40-year high. Speaking on Sunday on ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen explains President Biden is reviewing tariffs slapped on China by former President Trump's administration as a possible way to tackle inflation.
President Biden is reviewing tariff policy toward China. He inherited a set of tariffs from the Trump administration, many of which were put on as retaliation for China's failure to respond to abuses that were uncovered in a 301 investigation.
The National Defense Authorization Act was proposed by Senator Marsha Blackburn to de-wokeify the U.S. military, and that was halted by House Democrats last week. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Congressman Mike Turner states his feelings on President Biden's proposed military budget.
The president sent over a budget that does not adequately fund what we need to do to reinvest in what we have lent to Ukraine.
Blackburn saying the U.S. military is not doing enough to confront the new axis of evil. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.